Just talk, Mick. Tell us everything. We'll listen.
Well, to start with, I know I was doing terrible things. If you're a halfway decent person, you don't go looking to kill people, even if you can do it without touching them. Even if you can do it as nobody even guesses they was murdered, you still got to try not to do it.
Who taught you that?
Nobody. I mean, it wasn't in the books in the Baptist Sunday school. They spent all their time telling us not to lie or break the Sabbath or drink liquor. Never did mention killing. Near as I can figure, the Lord thought killing was pretty smart sometimes, like when Samson done it with a donkey's jaw. 1,000 guys dead, but that was okay because they was Philistines. And lighting foxes' tails on fire. Samson was a sicko, but he still got his pages in the Bible. I figure Jesus was about the only guy got much space in the Bible telling people not to kill. And even then, there's that story about how the Lord struck down a guy and his wife because they held back on their offerings to the Christian church. Oh, Lord, the TV preachers did go on about that. No, it wasn't because I got religion that I figured out not to kill people. You know what I think it was? I think it was Vondell Cone's elbow. At the Baptist Children's Home in Eden, North Carolina, we played basketball all the time. On a bumpy dirt court, but we figured it was part of the game, never knowing which way the ball would bounce. Those boys in the NBA, they play a sissy game on that flat, smooth floor. We played basketball because there wasn't a lot else to do. Only thing they ever had on TV was the preachers. We got it all cabled in. Falwell from up in Lynchburg, Jim and Tammy from Charlotte, Jimmy Swaggart looking hot, Ernest Angley looking carpeted, Billy Graham looking like God's executive vice president. That was all our TV ever showed, so no wonder we lived on the basketball court all year. Anyway, Vondell Cone wasn't particularly tall, and he wasn't particularly good at shooting, and on the court, nobody was even halfway good at dribbling. But he had elbows. Other guys, when they hit you, it was an accident. But when Vondell's elbow met up with your face, he liked to push your nose out your ear. You can bet we all learned real quick to give him room. He got to take all the shots and get all the rebounds he wanted. But we got even. We just didn't count his points. We'd call out the score, and any basket he made, it was like it never happened. He'd scream and he'd argue and we'd all stand there and nod and agree so he wouldn't punch us out. And then as soon as the next basket was made, we'd call out the score, still not counting Vondell's points. Drove that boy crazy. He screamed till his eyes bugged out, but nobody ever counted his cheating points.